cool weather will occur in the Midwest this week, and that's likely to limit drying rates across the region, and that could limit a little bit of field work. But the farmers are out there ready to rock and roll, and some farming progress is likely to take place. We do have temperatures this morning running in the 30s and 40s. Most of those 40s are in parts of central and southern portions of Illinois. In fact, some temperatures are already into the 50s in southern Illinois, parts of Missouri and Kansas. There is a frontal system that's moving across the region this morning, and it will continue to do so, so the temperatures will turn cooler in these warmer pocketed areas I've just mentioned. And there's not much precipitation in the pipeline outside of that which I just mentioned in parts of Indiana and Ohio. These areas will start to dry down this afternoon. Not much other precipitation will occur in the region for a little while, but as we get out towards tomorrow, we'll see another warm front starting to form in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt. That's likely to generate a little bit of shower activity in portions of Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, and eastern South Dakota. This will occur as we go through the night tonight, early tomorrow morning initially, and then it will lift to the north and impact a larger portion of Minnesota and North Dakota as we go through the afternoon tomorrow. That will be quickly followed by a new low pressure center that's going to be moving southeastward from the southern portions of the Canadian prairies and parts of Montana, and that storm system will rush across the Midwest as we get out into Tuesday night and more likely Wednesday and early Thursday morning. There will be a follow-up disturbance that comes into the Dakotas and parts of Minnesota as we get into Wednesday night and early Thursday morning, so there will be some additional precipitation that will still be chasing the previous storm system across the Midwest. So don't look for clear skies and completely dry conditions until we get out towards Thursday evening, and then it looks like Friday into the weekend will be a little bit quieter period. But because of the cloudiness and the precipitation that will occur over these next few days, especially Tuesday into Thursday, and the cool weather that comes with it, we're not going to be seeing ideal farming conditions. The best conditions will probably be out there today and a part of tomorrow as the lower parts of the Midwest see the drier tendency. The precipitation that comes along for Tuesday night and Wednesday in the lower parts of the Midwest will most likely be light to locally moderate. I think for the most part we'll be looking at a half inch or less, but a few locations could get upwards to an inch in a couple of spots, so we'll need to watch where those end up occurring. And of course the temperatures will turn cooler after that system moves through, with a little reinforcing shot of precipitation expected to come through on late Wednesday, early Thursday. So as a result of that, field work, it can't be aggressive, but it will probably advance. Now the temperatures specifically across the region are going to be more or less colder than normal in almost all areas east of the Mississippi River. There'll be some areas in eastern Iowa and eastern Missouri that are impacted as well, but the further west you go in the western Corn Belt, the more likely you're to encounter temperatures that are more seasonable, if not even a little bit warmer than normal, especially when you get out towards Kansas, where the temperatures will be warmest this week. The high temperatures often will be in the 40s and 50s across a fair amount of the Midwest this week. There will be two colder periods. One will be today in the Great Lakes region, where highs will be limited to the 30s, and then there'll be another cooler period that will occur as we move out into Friday and Saturday, when 30s and 40s will again occur from the Great Lakes region into parts of Indiana and Ohio. Freezes are expected to occur during the week. We'll see it tomorrow morning, and we'll see it again even colder perhaps as we get out towards the weekend, Saturday and Sunday mornings. There's a fair chance we may see some wheat damage in some areas in Virginia and the Carolinas, parts of Tennessee, maybe even Kentucky, but the rest of the Midwest will probably not experience such conditions. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.